I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Did you know that we have another major global citizen science project coming up this month, National Moth Week?
Oh, we've mentioned that before.
I think we have. Where are you going to be for National Moth Week?
Where I usually am.
July 20th through the 28th. Well, I will be attending an event just south of Tucson, Arizona. I will be at the Santa Rita Experimental Station, and they are celebrating several nights of Moth Week. It's actually in conjunction with a bugguide.net gathering, and I think a bunch of folks from all over the country are gathering in one of the entomological hotspots in the United States, southeastern Arizona, to celebrate moths and moth diversity.
I didn't think moths were big on your list. Just because they're nighttime, kind of freaky vampires, sort of.
Yeah, right. No, I'm more into nocturnal beetles. No, I've always thought moths are very interesting. And although I look at them more as a civilian than as a scientist, I'm more in tune with beetles than anything else. And there's nothing like a really good, hot, sticky, moonless night to just bring in the moths. And in southeastern Arizona, it can be spectacular. Some of my earliest entomological experiences were there during the monsoons, and we'd put up black light sheets and have all kinds of giant silk moths coming in and tiger moths. And I'm sort of looking forward to participating in this event now that my eye is much broader than it used to be. I'll have a much greater appreciation for moths than I did 30 years ago when I was just getting started.
Do you know of anything locally that's happening in commemoration with National Moth Week?
Well, that's a good question. There are several events that are being held in Virginia, but there are no public events. There are just private groups that are having their own moth night on a campout or in their backyard. But you can look at the map and see if there's maybe a public event that's going on in an area near you or one that you wouldn't mind driving to.
Any idea who came up with this idea? I mean, we all know about Shark Week, but Moth Week?
Well, I believe it started with several very active amateur naturalists who have always been fascinated by moths. And with the publication of several new books lately making their identification much easier, I think the movement sort of gained some momentum with an idea of seeing if they could get people in other areas to participate and send in their data so we could start looking nationally at moth diversity. And of course, this year, National Moth Week is going well beyond the borders of the United States and has become much more of an international event. But you can go to the website, nationalmothweek.org, and check out the individual groups that are sponsoring events, how to submit your own observations, and so on. It's really interesting.
This is kind of independent study.
Yes. And the idea is it's a week-long event to promote understanding and enjoyment of moths and to raise awareness of biodiversity through insects.
So this week, try to spend a little time at the screen door.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have a good bright porch light in some woods nearby, you could have your very own private moth night and get a glimpse of the excitement that's going on worldwide.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.